Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Okay, so there's just a beautiful Saturday afternoon. The weather is perfect. The smoke is rising. It's Keno Stadium. Pinch me, I'm dreaming, because this is one show-stopping broadcast, fellow foodies. I hope you are on your way now to Keno Stadium for the third annual Arizona Bacon Fest. We are surrounded by people pledging allegiance to pork all over Keno Stadium. VIPs get in at 5 o'clock. Rest of the group gets in at 6 o'clock. And fellow foodies, there are over 40 participating restaurants and brewers and distillers all coming together against the common passion of pork. And we are seeing bacon manifest in ways that you won't believe. So stick with us right here on the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from Keno Stadium. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, as we think about who's going to be our celebrity co-host for this historic broadcast, and let me just say, you've been warned, he is fellow foodie, PR maven, and one of our favorite pork pals, my brother John Farlow.
See, you had to, you actually were able to pull me away from that pig that's roasting over there. So
no kidding, there's a real pig.
There's a whole pig over there. That thing has to be at least 60 pounds.
Absolutely.
It is awesome. It's just I can't wait to sink my teeth into
it. And if that is just a tease,
I've been waiting for this day for like months.
For 364 days.
Pretty much so, yeah.
Now, you and I were here.
We were here last year at this same time, I think. So I think it was about the same time.
And it was a little warmer last year.
It was a lot warmer last year. This, it's funny. When we went on air, all of a sudden the wind kicked up. So it's actually pretty cool out here. So
it's just beautiful.
It's nice.
Again, we've got Mother Road beer. We've got Barrio beer. Oh, we've got brewers from all over the state.
Everywhere. My cup is dry, unfortunately. But
what can we do about that?
I don't know. We got to fix that.
Where's our intern? Hey, Chip, listen, go find some beers and maybe you fill those up for us. Would you do me a favor?
Whatever you can find. I feel like we're like floating in an ocean surrounded by water and we can't drink any of it. You know what I mean? There's a ton of breweries here, though. It's really, I mean, they came out in full force.
I think so. Yeah. And I think there's some tickets still left for people to buy at the
door.
I
believe there is, yeah.
Come on here, join the many thousands of all of your fellow foodies who love bacon. And now it's not just standing in line at booths to get strips of bacon.
These are really, like, crafted. Everybody's come up with their kind of bacon theme. Like, last year they had bacon sushi. They had bacon desserts. I think Augustine came out with bacon desserts. It was just
so
phenomenal
so
last
good.
Year. So, yeah, this year I think Augustine's back. Elliot is here. So we've got a lot of really good restaurants out here. I mean, it's bacon galore, I guess. I don't know how to pork perfection.
Hashtag that, baby. So in addition to all the great things to eat and drink, there's also all kinds of great services and products you could see. I mean, Harley-Davidson's got a killer booth over there.
You've got our good friends from
Flame Connection with the Big Green
Egg. Yes.
We're going to be talking to them in a few minutes.
They came out full force, too, man. They're
now, that's a booth that I could just sort of hang out for the next hour.
I think
hour.
We're just going to – why didn't we set up over there?
Now, your buddy Lindy is going to be here tonight.
Lindy will be here tonight. He was going to be on the show, and he got a little wrapped up with graduation stuff going on. Being that popular, that kind of restaurant around there, I'm sure he's packed today. So
no, I think this is one of the
– happy graduation to all the grads out
of course, class of 15. Now, this is an adjudicated event as well. So all of the dishes that we're going to have the opportunity to enjoy, they're going to be judged on a number of different criteria.
Yeah. So last year Lindy won it, or he won like best sandwich or something like that. But anyways, this year, I understand that the winner actually is entered into some sort of world food championship that's held in Miami or something. We'll ask Rob about that. But
oh,
yeah,
how fun!
Yeah, so so this is actually for some pretty high stakes.
Yeah, so it's like the regionals or the quarterfinals.
There you go.
Or something.
This is the Arizona Bacon Finals.
One of the things that I remember about last year, and of course, Lindy will be here defending his belt.
He will be.
He'd made an amazing sandwich last year. But one of the things I love about this event is these chefs, these restaurateurs, are really thinking so creatively about what to do with bacon.
They they take it just to a whole new level. I mean, you know, and I mean, there's bacon infusions, there's bacon wrap stuff, of course. I know what Lindy's got on the menu. He's sworn me to secrecy for that particular piece, but I know he's doing bacon sushi. So he is doing bacon sushi, and I'm allowed to talk about that because he's already talked about it. But I did find out it has something to do, like, with his take on a Sonoran dog. So
I'm frightened.
It should be, from what I heard, it's pretty amazing. But, no, everybody's out here. I mean, we've got some really great restaurants. Union's out here. We've already had a chance to kind of take a look at what they've got. They've actually got a whiskey bacon kind of thing going on over there. So we can
And I noticed about three or four bottles of bourbon.
There was a lot of bourbon. I did too, and I was very thirsty at the time, so I almost took one with me. Just
they obviously knew you and I were going to be here. And even on the sweeter side, our good friends from Hub Ice Cream Factory is going to be opening up next week.
I heard
they're going to be out here showcasing, I think, like a bacon ice cream or
bacon. Have you ever had their bacon ice cream?
I have not.
They make a bacon scotch ice cream that is to die for, man.
Bacon it's like, scotch,
yeah. Yeah,
oh, yes.
It's amazing. It's I've only do it like once in a while. I don't think they keep it on the menu all the time. They've done some really cool stuff with bacon just at the restaurant. So I can only imagine what they're going to come out with today.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. Yeah. Now, when you're not eating great pork products or, you know, swilling some great rum beverages,
I'm usually sleeping. Yeah. Besides that, I mean, it's like,
so our listeners know that you have put yourself on a lifetime mission to put a Farlow footprint in every concert hall, in every club, and on every beach in the galaxy.
Yeah, I think the last time I was on, I don't know if I've been on since, we've been down to Mexico a few times. We went to Cancun. We obviously Rocky Point several times. It is concert season, so we're doing a lot of Vegas and Phoenix trips. You know, I'm on the board of the Rialto, so Rialto has been just, we had a great April, and you know, it's really nice to see how downtown is just going crazy.
It's, I mean, so
it's
much
like,
fun.
Yeah, we just have a blast with everything down there, and it's like the food offerings are awesome. It's just it's a fun place to be. So
now, what about some of the hot concerts you've been to? I think you just hit Chesney again.
So I did. So I actually saw Chesney twice over in the month of April, and that was amazing. We saw him up in Vegas, and then we saw him up in Phoenix. So that was a great show. I think next week is U2, so I'm looking forward to that one.
And we should say, speaking of U2, you know, I'm wearing my commemorative BB King hat today.
I see that.
You know,
we should
just take a second of radio time to celebrate.
We can't do a silence because of the music playing in the background, but we'll give him a little prop.
One of the things that BB loved, you know, great barbecue, great blues, you know, and you're getting great live music here at Arizona Bacon Fest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got barbecue galore, like you said, you get that 70-pound roasted pig that's just twisting with a smile on his face.
It keeps drawing me over there. I'm actually going to just leave you to talk to the guests. I'm going to go over there and just, you know, inhale it. So it's like,
well, look, our intern here, Chip, has arrived with our beverages. Now,
Chip,
what kind of beer did you serve for us here? Okay, Blue Moon, nice place to start the show.
That's a good way to start. It's a great day for Blue Moon.
And then a little Leinenkugel's Grapefruit Shandy. A very nice thing.
Is that what this is? Because it doesn't taste like a Blue Moon. That does taste like the grapefruit.
That is the grapefruit shandy.
Grapefruit shandy. I like that. That is really good.
And Rob Betancourt is a guy who just, you know, he knows excellence when he sees it. He rallies together the best of the best for this annual event. And, you know, like you said, you've got Arizona beers. You've got beers from all across the region. Great local restaurants that have said yes to the local atmosphere and the local spirit.
I think this thing gets better and better. I mean, Stone Brewery's here, so I don't think they were here last year. It was like, I mean, there's some really good stuff going on. And this thing keeps getting bigger and bigger. The buzz is bigger and bigger every year. I mean, this is the third year that they've done it. So, I mean, it's a really great event. So,
well, after our first commercial break, we're going to be talking to the man of the hour, Rob Betancourt. He is going to, from Maine and Maine's Public Relations, he really is the brainchild behind this entire thing.
He's the master of it. So.
And, you know, when I first saw Rob, when I got here today, I was expecting to see him just all battered and tattered and disheveled and frayed and, you know, working so hard. Like I said, he started work on this event the day after last year's event. He's like, hey, this is like another day at the office for me.
You know, I think he's done this a few times, and you know, certainly he improves with age. So it's like the first year was he's taken every year. This event has gotten better just because he actually takes to heart the comments that come in, and it just makes it that much better. I mean, it went from a daytime event, which first one was just hotter than all get out. And it was out in the sun. There were no tents or anything like that this year. Last year, we moved it to a nighttime event, and it's just it's awesome.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
We're talking to John Farlow, a fellow foodie and PR maven, our celebrity co-host for the full hour here on this Power Happy Hour broadcast on Power Talk 1210. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, he just sat down. Rob Betancourt is in the house. He's going to talk about what it takes to put on an event of this magnitude for thousands of people who all pledge allegiance to pork. So, friends, you don't want to miss 1 minute. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another Power Happy Hour here on Power Talk 1210, live from Keno Stadium, the third annual Arizona Bacon Fest. It is a sizzlingly spectacular day.
We're deep into our grapefruit shandy, so it's like...
Well, deep enough that it's all gone, John.
Yeah, we're gone.
Wait, the commercial break was only 2 minutes, for crying out loud.
Our cup runneth dry again.
Where's our intern? No, I'm kidding. Let Chip rest for a minute. But anyway, you know, to get our next guest to just sit down for 30 seconds is a huge feat. But anyway, we are honored that he's here. He is the guy that has brought all of this together. He's brought the spirit of bacon to the old Pueblo from Maine and Mays Public Relations, my good friend Rob Betancourt. How are you doing, man?
How are you? Good to be here.
Hey, well, I tell you what. How in the world can you put on a party like this against the backdrop of, you know, there's wonderful views, the weather is off the charts.
Yeah, call in this weather. I'm pretty
What's
impressed.
What's the secret of your success, man?
I don't know if it's a secret. We don't sleep.
Where did this whole thing come from, Arizona Bacon Fest?
You know, my cousin down in San Diego Bacon Fest, me and him had a talk one day. We do the same kind of work, PR events and stuff, and we wanted to break into the food festival end of things. And we just
really
kind of stared at each other at
the
time, and we said, bacon. And I said, great, I'll do Tucson, you do San Diego.
Awesome.
So I went first. And, you know, did some R&D here in Tucson. Got tore up. got beat up. we totally underestimated the number of people who felt like
I remember the first year. The line was it was over at Reed Park, and the line literally streamed out into the parking lot over by the Rose Garden.
Yeah, we had the mile. Actually, the line ended up being 3/4 of a mile.
Oh wow! Gosh.
And we just thought a couple hundred of our friends would get together, and have some beer and eat a little and hear some bands. And,
right. Little did you know.
Yeah. So, obviously, I let him know that's what's going to happen out in San Diego, and he was very well prepared for it. And since then, the model's still growing. I think we'll straighten all this out in the next couple of years. But it's so far so good.
Well, John said, for every year it's been just getting bigger
and better.
Yeah. This location here, though, this venue, I think is spot on for this kind of an event.
Yeah.
How many people come to this?
Well, it's how many people will allow in. We can sell a lot more tickets than we'll allow in.
Yeah.
What we learned from the first year was you don't want to run out of anything. So
that is true. Bacon fans get very irate. Yeah, they're almost like soccer fans when it comes to
exactly. So we learned you have so much food. That's as many tickets you can sell. Once you figure out the algorithm, that's as many as you can sell. Close the gates. That's it. So we could probably do about 3,500 people today, but I'll close the gate at 2,000 people.
2,000. It's a great crowd. Yep. Now, you're dealing with a professional event planner when he uses the word algorithm.
I was like, I didn't even know that word. So I was like,
that's before the beer.
So this is an adjudicated event as well, right? So John was saying that judges are here, very sophisticated palates.
Absolutely.
They're going to be trying all the entries. And then what's going to happen with the winner? There's something cool.
Yeah, the winner, we're sending to Florida to compete in the World Food Championships in the bacon category representing Arizona.
Fantastic.
So they'll go up against, I think it's like 150 other chefs from around the world competing with just bacon. So and they win $10,000.
How do we get tickets to this
$10,000.
We should do the show live from there.
We should do it. I'm going to be in Maui next Saturday. Miami after that.
Yeah. You'll have this road trip.
What is it going to take for someone to win the top award
that's,
tonight?
That's a great question for our judges. I stay totally out of that. I totally trust what they do and what they know.
Who are the judges this year?
Adam Lerman.
Tucson Foodie.
Tucson Foodie is headed in. Yeah. We've got Jared.
Okay.
Jeremy Kinley, Edible Baja Magazine,
Edible Baja,
Arizona.
Zocalo, Visit Tucson.
Well, you got all the stars, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got some superheroes here.
No, that's great. So this event, VIPs get in at 5 o'clock.
Yep.
General admission in at 6 o'clock. Going in, how long is the event
going? We're
going
to go right till 10.
Okay. And anyone listening, driving around right now, ticket or two still left at the window?
You know what? I'd get to the box office that we just cracked open right now.
All right.
We are going to sell out those tickets. We are going to close the box office.
And I love the fact that you capped it at 2,000 because it still gives you the chance. You're not waiting in line for an hour.
Yeah, that's
it's enough people to party. That's what it comes down to. We don't want it more than that. Last year we had a huge issue with the line. It wrapped all the way around here to Ajo.
Yeah.
But what we did is we brought in a gate crew that runs the beer festival and 40 different Air Force guys up front. We're going to stage hundreds of them through the gate, so there's not going to be much of a wait whatsoever.
Now, who's smoking the pig over there by the Harley booth?
Those are just a couple buddies that I got. That's all they do.
Okay, when my buddies come to my house, they don't bring pigs.
Yep. There you go.
We need to get their cars.
Wouldn't you want to do that for a living?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, I'd rather eat it for the living, but it looks amazing, though.
Yeah. Anyway, so Arizona Bacon Fest, creator, executive producer, granddad of the whole thing, Rob Betancourt, again, from Maine and Maize Public Relations. My hat is off to you, good sir, for all of your success over the years. And you know what? Well, this event hasn't even started, and I can't wait for next year.
Yeah. No,
that's the impact that this event has on us. But anyway, maybe you can get a beer right now, Rob.
Because I will.
You probably won't be, won't have time.
I won't.
To have another one. Anyway, Rob, thanks again. Go do. Your people need you. They want you. Hopefully there's no crises. Everything is just going beautifully right now. Keep your smile on, and we'll catch up with you.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate On the Menu Live. You guys have been our biggest media supporter, and we appreciate it.
Oh, I'm blushing.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm blushing. Yeah. Anyway,
don't get another compliment this year.
That's all I'm getting. Anyway, Rob Betancourt from Maine and Maize PR. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. So, and look, off he goes. He's running. He's literally running. He is in demand here by all of his lieutenants.
As it was, his phone was just ringing off the hook during that entire segment. So,
I think I want to compete next year, though.
I mean,
you and I together with
we'll
bacon
fire,
as
we'll
the
fire,
canvas.
We'll fire up a big green egg and go at it, man.
Oh,
it's
man.
Like,
I tell you what, I'm really excited to be talking with our next guest, Rob Wilson from Flame Connection. He is bringing us the story right after our next commercial break. He's bringing us the story about the big green egg. And, this thing bakes. It grills. It roasts. It smokes.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah, I've
it
heard
slices,
amazing
It dices.
Things.
A number of my buddies have big green eggs, and I am. I almost feel like an outcast because I don't have one.
I do, too. I was actually reading the 4-Hour Chef by Tim Ferriss, and it's this book about all this stuff that he did, and he cut as a 4-Hour Workweek guy. He recommends the Big Green Egg as one of the, like, kind of splurge purchases that you do. And so now I have to have one.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, people are talking,
and
John
Farrell. I lost my smoker last year to rain, so it was a crappy electric
you
smoker.
You haven't replaced your smoker?
I have not replaced
my
smoker.
Oh, what a remarkable coincidence that Rob is our
next
guest.
I know. It's like
anyway, we are talking again with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, John Farlow. He's our fellow foodie and PR maven, and he's without a smoker, so we're going to see what we can do.
So we'll see what kind of hookup we can get, man.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. More valued sponsors, and when we come back, Rob Wilson from the Flame Connection, our Flame Connection of choice here on the Menu Live. He's going to be sitting down with us talking about outdoor entertaining in ways that will just blow you away. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including cooking classes and demonstrations. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals Restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the third annual Arizona Bacon Fest at Keno Stadium with my co-host John Farlow. Having a great time out here, man.
You can smell it cooking, man.
I mean, the smoke is rising.
Yeah,
anyway, well, the smoke rises at my house all the time. You know why?
Does.
Because I've got an outdoor kitchen that was built by the loving hands of Rob Wilson at the Flame Connection. And you know what? I just can't say enough.
That is an amazing I've actually been there.
You've had barbecue and cocktails at my bar.
I have.
Outside.
It's amazing. My wife has been jealous ever since.
Well, so. We want to make sure that all of our friends, you know, when they're shopping for, you know, I mean, the sky is the limit at the Flame Connection because it's grills and it's smokers and it's fireplaces and it's big green
everything
eggs.
Everything we love.
Right, about life and more. And anyway, what a great segue because everything we love about life, he's sitting right here from the Flame Connection. My good friend Rob Wilson is in the house.
Hey there.
What's going on, man?
Hey, just getting our bigger eggs up and rolling.
What a fun day for you guys.
Oh, weather's great. You know, got the barbecues rolling.
It was supposed to rain, and all of a sudden, I mean, it's been an absolutely gorgeous day, man. It's like, this is
so
really...
Flame Connection, you are bringing us the big green egg. And I got to ask you, you know, all of the barbecue classicists know about the iconic, people call it like it's a regular piece of furniture in my backyard. What in the world, for those that don't know, enlighten us, Rob Wilson, about the big green egg.
The Big Green Egg brings another venue to your whole setup in the backyard to where you're not able just to barbecue, but it's the experience of the Big Green Egg, the flavor, the moisture, the temperature control, having that wood smoke flavor as well. I mean, I have one, of course, and that's why I'm passionate about it. And they just do everything. You know, I'm not a chef, and ribs and pork loins, and everything comes out great. And I just set it up and let it go.
And you just have to see this thing to understand its magnificence. And, of course, you've got several on display over here at the Flame Connection booth.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
And it comes in different sizes, though. So depending on, you know, really what you want it to do functionally, where you are on your chef spectrum, you've got a size for really every personality and palate.
We sure do. We have anywhere from RV size to the mini max. You know,
to RV size.
Yeah,
that's for the really big brisket. So it's like,
to small, medium, large. They just came out a year ago with the double extra large. It's just a huge grill.
Is that the one that's over there?
That's the one that's over there that's glaring in my face right now. You know, what it is, the egg, the ceramics are what does it. So you don't have to reload and add charcoal. It's not, I thought when I got into the egg, I was thinking, it's going to take forever to heat up. It's to clean up, and it's not. It's 10 to 15 minutes to get to 325, and I can start playing with the temperature. And
because I'm a gas guy, because it's like I just don't have the patience to do the you know, changing of the wood and all the other stuff. And I like, you know, I like low and slow. And so you're telling me that this is an easier experience for me.
You know, I didn't want the cleanup, and I didn't want to wait, and I never got a charcoal grill because of that reason. And when I stepped in and I was first demonstrated on the Big Green Egg, it sold me just by how it operated and how it worked. And it's really simplicity is what it is.
Yeah. And it just takes all the guessing out of the whole equation.
Yeah, I just want to be able to throw it on and let it go. So that's really what I'm
absolutely
looking for.
Now, and of course, if there's ever any kind of a nuclear threat, you jump inside the Big Green Egg. Because I'm going to your house for the double extra large, because that thing is impenetrable.
It is. You know, when you have a large venue of people, I mean, it's great to have. There's a lot of people, we call them eggheads. They'll have a couple different sizes at their house. They'll have a large and a medium, because they'll have something slow, low and slow, and something searing on the other one. So there's, you know, people really get into them. It's really a cult. And there's, even on the website, you go there and you'll see a forum of,
I've heard they actually have conventions built around this particular device.
Oh, what a surprise. Like, yeah.
Well, when Rob called me and he said we had this bacon fest, the Big Green Egg has an egg fest, and it just made sense. And we're out here a little bit different than a lot of the restaurant owners and things that are out here in the breweries, to where we're sampling food, but we're also showing what this is. And that's all, as much as of a salesperson as I am, it's more of showing the experience off the egg, and that's what I'm trying to share with people that are out and looking at them.
Now, with everything that this Big Green Egg does, is it designed to complement your existing grillware, or is it replacing something that perhaps do you have to get rid of your grill? Do you have to get rid of your, you know?
That's a great question. You know, I did that when I first brought them in. I was thinking, we're going to lose our gas grill customers, the alfresco grill customers, and I found there's a purpose for each. You know, for a gas grill to be able just to turn a knob and click it and starts and ready to go and flash cooking type of thing.
Right.
To where on the Big Green Egg, you can flash cook, but that way I've got the opportunity if I'm on the weekend, or I even do during the week, but to where I really want, I've got people over, I'm impressing. And not that you can impress on a gas grill.
Right.
You really set it off and you show off when you can show off a chuck roast. I mean, it's
gorgeous.
I mean,
you know, when we built our house 8 years ago, you know, the first room we did was our backyard. I mean, I tell you what, my living room had no furniture for 3 years, Rob, but our backyard has become the centerpiece party atmosphere of the whole neighborhood, and it's all because of Flame Connection. Now, remind all of our listeners exactly where the store is located, because if you can't get over here for the event tonight, we want you to get to know Rob and his team at Flame Connection and become part of this story. Where's your store?
We're right on Campbell, just south of Glen on the east side, about 100 yards south of Glen on the east side of the road. We have the whole family of eggs there, you know, gas grills, fire pits, fireplaces, gas logs. So it's pretty much anything fire-related, we have it.
And what's the, as we're getting into the warmer months now, you know, spring and into summer, what are the hot items now at the Flame Connection that you see people are just, you know, gobbling up?
I mean, we're in barbecue season. It's right. Time. Just get outside. And when you're at 75 degrees out here, it's time to get outside and enjoy the evening with the barbecue and take the family out. Get out of the house and have some fun.
Yeah.
It's always barbecue season in our house.
You know,
so.
And you guys are just as busy in the winter months, because, you know, you guys came out and dug it, you know, did a whole gas wrench for us for our outdoor fire pit. And, you know, it's fireplaces. It's fire features. Again, the sky's the limit. It's not just going there to get, you know, a grill and some tongs. I mean, you spend a whole day in the showroom over there. Absolutely. Connection.
It's a fun store, and people enjoy to come in just because there's so much to see and look at, and there's something for everybody there.
You still doing the kegerators over there?
We sure are, absolutely. Okay. Still the Perlick as well.
I love the Perlick, the Vantage line. You know, some of my neighbors said, you know, Matt, that novelty is going to wear off after about a year.
No,
I've been there for 8 years.
Yeah.
Actually, just installed a second tap. Now we got a tower with two taps. You know, because one tap's not enough for the Russell House.
That's right.
But anyway,
I'll be over.
Rob Wilson with Flame Connection. Where can people find you online?
We're at www.flameconnection.com.
Flameconnection.com. If it's fire, if it's flavor, it's Flame Connection. Rob Wilson, my hat is off to you and your team. Now, go back there and sell some big green eggs, and you might want to put John Farlow's name on one of them.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Rob. So, yeah, let's talk about big green eggs. Let's take a field trip. Let me take you on. Have you ever been to Flame Connection, John?
No.
All right, we're going to take a little field trip. And I'm going to show you a world that you.
Just don't take my wife. Because and she's probably listening right now, but don't take her because she wants to do the backyard. And just, I know it could be a very costly investment for me.
Anyway, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, you know, this is why we love having our next guest on the show, because our ratings go through the roof.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And I'm not even going to tell you who it is. You're just going to have to be patient.
Listen to
some commercials. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210, live from Keno Stadium, the third annual Arizona Bacon Fest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
Just windy.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the third annual Arizona Bacon Fest. A collective oink is rocking Keno Stadium with John Farlow.
I see samples coming our ways.
Yes.
You may not hear from me for the rest of the show.
It's a food show, and we like samples.
We do like samples.
But there's one sample we actually really like. And it's a sample of deliciousness when our next guest comes on the microphone. As I said,
anytime she's on.
You know, our advertisers love her. She is a brand. She is a beauty. And she knows her beer so much that she's created an entire career around it. Craft beer Betty herself, my friend Sarah Ritchie. Sarah, what are you doing?
Hi, it's so good to be back.
I'm so happy I ran into you. You're the first brewer I saw here.
Yay!
And you know, we don't really talk about Sarah Ritchie and being associated with a brewer. Yeah. We've got breaking news.
Yeah. Yeah, I just joined the staff at Mother Road Brewing out of Flagstaff.
Yay!
I'm their new Southern Arizona brewery ambassador.
I got to tell you, I love the craft beer scene up in Flagstaff. I think it is just a super cool beer community.
It really is.
And I'm going to say this proudly, and I'm going to say it publicly. I think that Mother Road beer is the best beer anywhere near that neighborhood. I love the tasting room. I love the brewery. I love the people.
Oh, yeah.
I
all
love
of
the
it.
Spirit. And now
and they've just added to the brand.
They've totally added to the brand.
Boom.
So what's going on at Mother Road these days?
We've got a new spring seasonal White Walls White IPA that we've brought to the beer fest here today. So I'm excited to be pouring that new beer. And we will soon be doing four-pack 16-ounce cans of a hopped-up version of that and cold brew coffee coming soon. So we're really excited about that coming around August, around the corner.
I dig it.
Yeah.
And I knew that something had happened with the Southern Arizona Mother Road community because it seems like every bar I go to, I'm seeing
all
more and more
there.
Mother Road taps.
Yep, it's there.
Seriously.
Yay, I'm doing my job.
So we're reporting back.
Thank you.
Back
Thank
to the home
you.
Office.
Yeah, exactly. So you're pouring two beers here tonight.
I am. I have our Gold Road Kolsch as well.
Yeah, and I think, trying to think, the beer that, I think Albert Hall at Acacia has the Pale Ale. Yeah, the Pale Ale when I was there last time.
They do. They have the Roadside Pale Ale on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just absolutely delicious. But anyway, how can people find Mother Road online and what keeping up with you and what you're doing?
MotherRoadBeer.com is our website, and we are our Mother Road Beer on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I as well am usually, you know, perfectly available as Craft Beer Betty. Craft Beer Betty on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Yep.
That's where we love it. Yeah, Craft Beer Betty is this great story. I wish we had a little bit more time, but everybody who listens to this show has heard
they
the story.
Know, yeah.
And that's why they fall in love with Sarah Ritchie. And as a matter of fact, people say, who's Sarah Ritchie?
They just know her as Craft Beer Betty.
Exactly. So is there one beer that really represents the spirit of what Mother Road is in terms of a brewery? And I know that's so subjective, and you're probably going to, after the commercial break, you're going to say, why in the world did you ask me that? But is there one beer?
I'm giving you that look already.
or even for your palate. I mean, I guess it depends on time of year, time of day.
It really does. It really does. So for right now, I'm just living on this Gold Road Kolsch. It's perfect for Bacon Fest because it pairs really well. It's light. It's only 4.3%, so you can come back for a few samples of it if you've got tickets. Make sure you have tickets. But it's just light and refreshing, and it's a great hot weather beer.
Okay, beautiful. Well, we know where to go for beer.
Yes, we do.
And all of our listeners, as you're making your way over to Keno Stadium, make sure that Mother Road Brewing Company is your first stop because, you know, it's the beautiful orange tent, and you will see Sarah just shine behind the tent. Anyway, Sarah Ritchie, Craft Beer Betty from Mother Road Brewing Company up in Flagstaff. I'm so glad you're associated with such a spectacular brewer.
Thank you.
And we'll hope to catch up with you down the road.
Thanks so much.
Down the Mother Road.
Down the Mother Road.
Thanks. Now she's running back to her tent right now, just in time. Time to welcome our next guest. Now, there is a restaurant now called PJ's, and PJ's seems to be attracting a little bit of buzz.
A little bit.
Around the event.
We'll let him get mic'd up here. But, yeah, I think it's a brand new place, correct?
And we're going to ask you to bring your phone down. There you go. Just flip that. Yep.
He's
there we go. That's all right. These headsets are there.
Technical difficulties, folks.
Okay.
All right.
And I think it's Richard.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, absolutely. Chef Richard from PJ's.
Yep, it's PJ's Sports Bar and Grill.
Great. So where are you guys located?
We're on Granada and St. Mary's at the Hotel Tucson.
Okay, great. And give us a sense of what PJ's is all about. You know, and I have to admit, I've not been there. I'm really excited about going.
Well, we're trying to kind of make our statement in Tucson. What we're doing is we're doing a lot more. We're starting to do a lot of pay-per-view events, and we're going to start doing a lot of pool parties and just kind of, you know, get everybody out there and let them know we come over and have some fun. You know?
Very cool. So how do you prepare for an event of this magnitude? When Rob says we're going to have 2,000 people who are expecting excellence out of each and every restaurateur that's showing up, how do you get your head around that?
Well, you kind of have to think maybe 4 days ahead to what can you do to prepare that far ahead. And, you know, we've been prepping for a little while, and I think we got some good stuff here, so I definitely hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, you brought some stuff over to share with us. Talk a little bit about. So these are the items that you're going to be serving tonight. Talk a little bit about what you've got up your sleeve here.
All right. Well, the first one right here is a bacon wrap bomboloni, which is kind of like an Italian donut. But we, of course, did the donut hole version.
That looks amazing.
So what it is it's a bomboloni, and it's wrapped with bacon, and it's stuffed with a bacon cream cheese, and then it's rolled in cinnamon and sugar.
We can keep talking. The music's loud.
It's rolled in cinnamon and sugar, and it's drizzled with maple syrup.
Oh, the maple syrup.
My goodness.
There's an ooey-gooey factor to this, John.
Yeah.
Okay, an Italian donut. All right, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Winner.
The sweet and salty combination.
That's correct.
Is really off the hook on this.
It's the filling. The filling is amazing on this.
Well, and I don't want to tell you that we put diced bacon inside cream cheese with bacon fat, so to really bring out the flavor.
Okay, and these are called. What are these called again?
We're calling it a bacon wrap bomboloni.
A bacon wrap bomboloni. Okay, the bacon is beautifully rendered. You've got that soft dough inside, almost like a sopapilla consistency.
That's exactly what it is.
It's kind of like
cake and a donut texture mixed together.
And the nice thing
about the sweet and the salty is
the sweet and the salty is gorgeous, and the texture differences. So you've got this fluffy, you know, factor of that donut, and this crispy, fatty.
I'm licking my fingers.
He literally is licking his fingers
right.
of the bacon, and this is the Arizona Bacon Fest,
this
John.
This is amazing. Now we're cooking.
Well, I tried a few different things. We did some cookies, we did some brownies, we did a couple things, and I was just like, well, I don't know, and I really thought out of the box, and that's what I came up with. So.
All right, and I'm sure it was hard to come up with these, like to do all the sampling that you had to do to test the stuff out.
Yeah, because you try something, and you do go for the texture. You go for the different salty, the sweet, and when I did that, the first time I did that, because we tweaked the cookies, we did a couple things, then all of a sudden, we come up with that, and it was just a winner
winner. That is a winner.
Okay, so we're talking to Chef Richard Knott from PJ's, and it's PJ's Sports Bar?
Sports Bar and Grill.
Okay, so we've got another guest lined up now. Is Billy? Billy is not actually here. Well, haven't seen Billy Elliott, have you?
This here, too,
so
though.
Let's keep talking about this.
Yeah.
So this is you, too.
This is me, too.
Oh, my gosh, you've got a whole bounty of flavor and color here.
I have 1,700 portions of both items I'm doing, so hopefully we get busy.
All right, so what do we got here, man?
What we got there, we have a horseradish stuffed bacon wrapped shrimp, and that is drizzled with a little bit of my prickly pear barbecue glaze.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Horseradish stuffed.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a little spice, we got a little of the sweetness, and then the prickly pear is going to give it that little bit of a.
Now, Rich, what do you guys usually serve at? I mean, is it at PJ's? I mean, what's your standard fare?
I do a little bit of continental. I like to infuse. Or do kind of French classics and with a little bit of Southwestern flair. And we have all the bar snacks and whatnot, but we have a really good menu. It's definitely not a typical hotel menu. So
man, the food, if
anything like this.
Then we have our mouths full.
Rich, keep talking.
I would say you hit a home run here.
And I didn't even choose small shrimp. We spent a lot of money just on shrimp.
Yeah.
So,
you guys got it nailed here. Very anyway, good. PJ Sports Park, and where are you located?
We're at 475 North Granada, Granada and St. Mary's.
And you got a website so people can go take a look
at
your menu online?
Sure, it's insweets.com.
Okay, easy to find.
There you go.
Anyway, Chef Richard Knott, way to go, man. Thanks for getting us fed as we begin this broadcast and this party, and something tells me this is not going to be my last bacon wrap donut tonight. Anyway, Rich, thank you
so
much.
Thank you guys. Have a good one.
Okay, boy, we're getting started strong, aren't we, John?
This is great.
Okay, we know
it was. We were in famine for a little while. Now we're feasting. So,
yep. So we got another guest coming up who is working extremely hard to put smiles on the faces of all of Southern Arizona. Now, you know what? He's one of the good guys in this community. He's certainly no stranger to this show, and our audience is certainly no stranger to him because he is the man behind all the magic at Union Public House. He's the executive chef. My good friend Patrick Malarchik is here. What's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot, Matt, making some bacon today, so looking forward to that.
You said my favorite word. Now, I got to say, the last time you were on this show, we were talking about a new restaurant that just opened up across the plaza at St. Phillips Plaza called Reforma.
Yeah, Reforma. It's going great.
How are things going?
Got some great team over there. I'm actually making my home base at Union right now.
Right.
But we have Edward Dick, and the new addition is Daniel. Thomas, and great guys. They run the show. They're doing a fabulous job and just killing it. I mean,
great.
I eat there every other day, and it's phenomenal.
All right, well, I got you beat. I eat there every day. But anyway, and I got to say, we're going to talk about Union in a second, but I got to say, as long as we're talking about Reforma, if you were to put together a list of sort of the most essential dishes in Tucson, now, of course, I have my favorite restaurants. Everybody knows that. But when you're thinking about dishes, I think it's called the pato.
The pato.
The pato at Reforma is probably one of the best dishes, frankly, genuinely, I've ever had.
No, I love that dish. We conceptualized that dish when Eddie came on, and with the help of Ben Cleaver, the previous sous chef, I mean, he nailed it. I mean, he absolutely nailed it. The mole is amazing. The duck is confit. It's got all sorts of stuff in there. It's got Let's see, a longanisa chorizo in there.
It's some a fried cool.
Well, if my wife is listening, we will be going there tomorrow probably.
No, definitely check it out. It's
a gorgeous dish. Now, speaking of gorgeousness, I kid you not, you cannot script these moments, because as you were talking about the gorgeousness that is this dish, I see this gorgeous trio of real foodies in this town. You know, Jeremy Keeley from Edible Baja, Arizona, Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson, and Adam Lehrman from Tucson Foodie. They're all here. Now, look, all the restaurateurs are sort of starting to tremble. They're starting to shake a little bit.
They're coming anyway, over to grease the palms of the judges.
Good to see you guys. And all I got to say is, for Jared's sake, I'm glad today's not Naked Gardening Day. Okay? But anyway, Patrick Malarchik, what's going on at Union these days, man?
All right. So actually, this is a sample of something that's going to be our next menu. We're making bacon in-house now.
Really?
You're making all of our own bacon in-house.
Oh, it'll kick off fully to the public on Tuesday with our new menu rollout. So this dish will not be on the menu. However, the main component, the bacon, is all over the place. So to tell you about the bacon, it's a 7-day cure. So it sits there curing for 7 days. Then we cold smoke it for 2 hours. Then I submerge it in bacon fat and cook it for another two hours.
My God.
So it's a bacon confit.
Wow.
Now, isn't it easier to just go buy bacon?
Yeah, just.
Oh, it's way easier. But this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it tastes good. And so to tell you about this full dish, first we have our house-made focaccia, which has been toasted in bacon fat. Then we have a bacon fat aioli. Follow that up with a thick slice of our bacon confit, and then a tomato jam and arugula puree, because I need the less tomato in there.
Are those tears in your eyes, man?
You know? Right there. I am, you know, few dishes make me weep. I'm weeping. Now, you've adorned this with what?
It's an arugula puree and a tomato jam.
Just to make it a little healthy.
BLT. Had to come up with a name for it, so thought to add some vegetables.
Okay. House-made focaccia. Bacon fat. John, when was your last bacon fat aioli?
I don't believe I've ever had one. Okay. So here we go.
We're making history.
What I love about Union is Union always changes. It's never the same menu, and I love that. I think that, you know, that's one of the cool things about eating there is that, I mean, there are just things that you guys kind of, you know, mix it up all the time. So,
well, that's what I love about the owners there and just the clientele is. I mean, we've been making great food from day one.
Yes.
Get very few complaints. However, I like to make food better. It's great. Let's make it better. You know, let's find another way. So what do you guys think? You've tried to buy it.
Oh, my goodness. When I asked, can't you just go buy bacon?
You can't buy this bacon.
I'm now telling you, don't ever buy bacon again, Patrick Malarchik.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. You can actually buy this bacon at Union Public House. It's all over the menu. It's in our BBB now. It's on one of our pizzas. It's going to actually be sold on a meat board as a nice 3 to 4 ounce slab of it.
And these are slabs here.
This isn't just
dusted with a little bacon essence. I mean, it is a full-on bacon encounter on this particular dish. Now, is there a name for this? Is there a special name that you've created?
Well, that's a BLT.
A BLT?
I mean, that's a BLT. It's simple. It's comfort food.
We got our vegetables.
It's just a little bit chefed up, you know?
So you talked a new menu rolling out, you say, next Tuesday at Union?
This Tuesday. So about 4 days away or 3 days away, depending on what day it is. I'm not too sure. It's Bacon Fest, so I lose track of the rest of the week. I can't wait. A lot of cool stuff going on there. Pork belly or bacon will be featured as one of our mainstays. We're going to have a barbecue pork belly brisket, which is phenomenal. Wanted to bring some today, but I had to go with the bacon confit instead. I said, the bacon confit all over the menu. Brand new setups for our steaks, some new pizzas on there. New salads. I mean, we change it.
I love the energy at Union Public House, too. Yeah. It's just almost so much fun.
It is. It's just one of those places where you know that the people are cool, the energy's high. It's just a great place to enjoy yourself. And I mean, I spend a lot of time there, so it's like I actually spend it's an experience when I go. So
I bet I got you beat. I spend a lot of time
you
there, too.
Spend a lot more than me.
How much bourbon you got left at the Union booth?
We'll be over.
Were talking about that earlier.
I'm just waiting for the judges to come by, you know, and then we'll see how much is left when they're done.
Very cool. I'm going to take a picture with our On The Menu Live Red Solo Cup, just because, you know, lift it up and take a swig like you're a attaboy. All right, so St. Phillips Plaza, River and Campbell. Union Public House, where can they find you online if they can't get to you tonight?
UnionTucson.com.
UnionTucson.com.
Really easy to remember.
It's that easy.
That easy.
Anyway, Chef Patrick Malarchik from Union Public House making BLTs that have defied logic. I mean,
I'll be back over at that booth a lot.
I just want to know. Does the bacon aioli come in a venti? That's what I want. Anyway, Patrick, thanks so
Next
much.
Next menu.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, Matt.
We're actually going to see if we can get Adam Lehrman over here from Tucson Foodie. Patrick, you want to send him over here for a second? I've got some questions to ask him. Hey, Adam Lehrman, get over here for a second. Strap on that headset, because before you start drinking, I want to get you on the air. Anyway, from Tucson Foodie, our good friend Adam Lehrman is in the house.
Hey. Thanks for having me on the radio at such short notice. I'm glad I was able to pencil it in.
I love these unscripted moments. Anyway, we just had the now, are you allowed to know what is this a blind tasting? Because you're one of the judges.
It's fully blind.
Okay.
It's me, Jared McKinley from Edible Baja, Arizona, Dan Gibson from Visit Tucson, former Tucson Weekly editor, and David Olson from Zocalo Magazine.
Okay, great. So you've got this. This is the A-list panel.
It really is.
Of judges.
I'm glad I'm not judging. I'm just eating. So it's like, given what I just ate, I'm
these are sophisticated palates here. Let me ask you, Adam Lehrman, what is it going to take for the one person to walk away the winner tonight? What are you looking for as a judge?
Oh, that's a tough question. I mean, you know, I think it's going to take a good presentation. It's going to take something a little out of the ordinary, you know, and it's going to have to be delicious, right? You know, I mean,
the main thing. Yeah.
But you'd be surprised. We do a lot of these events. I've done one with Matt recently, and all across the board. You get some stuff that's like, wow, these guys they spared no expense. It's just the plate is beautiful, the silverware is beautiful. They even brought a folded napkin into a duck. and then someone brings a bowl that looks like an oatmeal. You're like, what is this? So
the oatmeal one, though.
So
right?
someone's gonna do it right. It probably won't be the bacon oatmeal, but someone will do it right, and that'll be the winner. Of course, all four judges will have to agree upon it.
Absolutely,
there you go.
Right.
It's got to be unanimous.
So, Adam Lehrman with Tucson Foodie. Again, these wonderful moments of spontaneity. We don't have a trivia question yet, so I want to think, what would be a fun question to ask our listeners to give away a gift card? We've got just a whole suitcase full of great gift cards from great restaurants, and I'm going to dig in there and find a good one. But what would be a fun question to ask our listeners today?
Revolving bacon?
It could be. Might not be. Maybe involving you.
Okay.
Involving your work, your home, your life, your whatever.
Let's see here. Okay. Well, there's a restaurant. No, that's too easy. There's a restaurant that opened up recently that is dedicated to the pig.
Oh, great. There is a restaurant that opened up recently that is dedicated to the pig.
And
we want to know the answer.
Featured here tonight?
I don't even know if they are, but it's the first thing that popped in my head.
I believe
they are going to be here.
And so if anybody can think of not only the name of the restaurant, but where they came from.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
Well, that'll be a bonus. Okay, so there is one restaurant that opened up fairly recently in Tucson, and the whole restaurant is dedicated to the pig. And we want to know what the answer is. If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, 750-7456. That is 750-7456 for a chance to win a great gift card at a great Tucson restaurant. Good luck, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde. the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Tule Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. Or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the third annual Arizona Bacon Fest at Keno Stadium here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, John Farlow.
Deep in the bacon now.
We are deep in the bacon. But anyway, there's a couple of callers that think they know the answer to the question. Again, the trivia question is there's a new restaurant that opened up fairly recently in Tucson, and the entire restaurant is dedicated to the pig, and we want to know what the answer is. Anyway, we're going to go to line one and say hi to Robert. Robert, how are you?
All right. Wonderful. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing very well, and I want to give a gift card to you, but you got to know the answer. What is the name of this restaurant, man?
I hope I know what it is. Is it kind of on the east side, Broadway Cove, Oink?
He nailed it.
That's it.
What? Yeah, the restaurant is indeed called Oink.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have. There are flights of bacon. Different kind of eight
flights of bacon.
Flights of Bloody Marys. It's wonderful. I love it there.
You're now, speaking my language.
Now,
man.
Robert, I need to ask you, do you work for Oink?
No, I don't, but I support them all the time. It feels like
okay,
I am.
Very good. Well, listen, Robert, thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling in. You're going to get a gift card to a great Tucson restaurant. Not sure which one yet, but we're going to dig into the treasure chest and find one for you. But anyway, don't go away because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information. We're going to mail that gift card out to you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Robert. Oink
and
it
I have not eaten there yet.
I haven't either.
Because it's over on the east side.
Broadway Cove.
Northwest side, so.
Well, we're honored to have another judge sit down with us. Again, one of the most sophisticated palates in all of the galaxy. He is the associate publisher of Edible Baja Arizona Magazine?
Yeah, all that was correct except the sophisticated.
Jared McKinley, what's going on, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
Nice to see you. Congratulations on another show-stopping issue. It just came out. Edible Baja, Arizona.
Edible Baja.
The day I get it, I just sit down, I cancel
too.
The rest
it's
of my day, and
amazing.
I go page by page. Just a beautiful publication.
I love to hear that. I never get tired of hearing that.
So, anyway, what's it going to take to get one bacon dish for Jared McKinley and your sophisticated palate? What are you going to be looking for out of the contestants today?
Well, I think bacon is a very delicate thing, and you can ruin it. And, it doesn't matter if it's natural bacon or not natural bacon, how you make it and how you bring out the flavors, how you cook it. What's the word I'm looking for? The caramelization.
Right on. Okay.
The caramelization is so important in bacon. And, I mean, you really can't screw it up, but there's some people who can
kind of take it to the next
take
level.
Take it to that level. Yeah. So that's what I'll be looking for.
Are you going for a purist kind of thing, or are you looking for originality and kind of the funky out of the park kind of things?
I'm open. So, okay. I if you could blow my skirt up, then.
and I have, by the way. just saying. anyway, we talked to Magic Kenny Bang Bang a few weeks ago about Yacht Rock coming
yes.
up. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And you heard about our new wine.
I tasted the new wine.
Yeah.
Yes, we actually had spritzers, and it was a glorious experience.
Yes.
I mean, this wine was made for spritzers.
We made that wine, and it's an Arizona wine. The grapes are grown in Dragoon, and it's specifically blended for white wine spritzers.
For club soda and a little lemon.
Yes. The wine's really smooth, and then you pull in the soda water, and that little edge in the bubbles is kind of like that one dissonant note in a Yacht Rock song. You know how it's like all really smooth, but there's that one note. That's what the Yacht Rock white's all about.
And the event's coming up, right? The big release party?
The release party's coming up, yes. And that is on the 27th? It's at Tap and Bottle.
May 27th.
Yeah. You caught me off guard because I don't hold dates in my head very well. But it's at Tap and Bottle. And, yeah, we'll have the soda water, so you'll be able to have the spritzers. And Carl Haney will be DJing the smooth tunes of the 70s and 80s.
And Yacht Rock style.
There you go.
Yacht Rock style. The music I actually grew up hating. I used to loathe that music. And then, I don't know, I'm 42 now, but I think I hit my 30s, and the Slippery Slopes Hall & Oates. Yep. I started listening to Hall & Oates.
And there it is.
It's the gateway to Yacht Rock.
Next thing, it's Captain Intonio.
Anyway, Jared McKinley from Edible Baja, Arizona Magazine. Thanks so much for all you do in this community. And you and I need to play in the garden sometime. I want to learn about your botany. I want you to come back on the show and really talk about your story, because it's a story that we haven't heard the whole story of. But anyway, your palate is ready for some sophisticated judging.
Yes.
Good luck to you. May the force be with you, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much, Jared McKinley. Anyway, so did you get your Edible Baja Arizona edition yet?
I have not gotten it yet, no.
The cover artwork is just beautiful.
They always have great artwork. Great stories. I mean, it's a really, really cool magazine. I love it.
Well, the time has come, John. You know, I wish it were a two-hour show, but
these things fly by.
If it was a two-hour show, we would not be able to eat more until the show is done.
Right,
You and I got some eating to do, man.
Yeah, a lot of eating, some drinking.
Anyway, fellow foodie and PR maven, my good friend John Farlow. Couldn't have done this show without you, man.
Always great being here, man.
A lot of fun. Anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and John Farlow reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's on the menu live. Oink! Have a great weekend. We'll see you next time. Cheers.